Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. I hope everybody is doing well today. Open line will be coming up here in about 30 minutes or so. But before we get to that, we do have a special guest in studio. We have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. She is here every Tuesday morning at the same time. And good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I enjoyed that interview you had with Attorney General Derek Schmidt this morning.
Absolutely. Mr. Schmidt always gives out a lot of good information, and we love having him on the third Tuesday of every month. So, and of course, he is a he is from Montgomery County, so it's always good to have him on the third Tuesday of every month. And a lot of things going on in Independence, starting to kind of crank up a little bit. And one of the first things we do want to talk about is the recycling is still going on.
That's right. So as we always kick our interviews off by talking about recycling, today is no different. So recycling is always every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the sanitation yard, and that is at 21st and Maple. Please have all of your items separated, such as your paper, your plastic, your glass, aluminum, on the tin cans, take off the labels. And that really helps us as we process all of the recyclables. They are accepting debris and appliances and furniture and other bulky items along with e-waste. So be sure and load those things up as well. And then they also encourage everyone to dispose of their household hazardous waste, but you do not take that to the recycling station. You take that to the Montgomery County Household Hazardous Waste Department, which is at 114 North Wald Street, March through November, so we're in that window, and the third Wednesday of the month, which actually happens to be tomorrow, and they collect those items from 8 to 3. And if you have questions about that, actually, is the third Wednesday
The third Wednesday would be tomorrow. So.
Is it tomorrow?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, that's right, the 20th. And if you have questions about that, you can call 331-4139. And again, those would be items like pesticides and insecticides and paint and aerosol and cans and things like that. So those need to go to the county location. And then I want to mention that we will be getting back on our regular schedule of Saturday drop-offs. So June the 6th will be the first Saturday of the month, and we will be open for business on that morning, receiving recyclables from 8 to noon.
So getting back into the swing of that, again, the first Saturday, which will be June the 6th. So be on the lookout for that. And something that's going on through May 22nd, right now, you know, of course, we started out doing the dumpsters in the neighborhoods, but kind of changed that because there was a lot of, a lot of people using them. But it's been now moved to the sanitation yard through May 22nd, correct?
You're correct. So that ends this week. So I want to give a plug to that, make sure that everyone utilizes the nice evenings this week to finish up cleaning out under the beds and out of the closets and out of the house and cleaning out the garage, getting everything organized, thrown into the back of a truck, anything you don't want, and deliver that to the sanitation yard. They're open 7 days a week this week, and they have been for some weeks now from 8 to 2. And you can drop those items off. When you pull into the sanitation yard, there will be staff there. They will direct you behind the building to all of the dumpsters, and then you can unload all of your items. So the city has been making that available to all of us in an effort to beautify our community, keep it cleaned up, and making it easy to get rid of, you know, all these items that we find sometimes collect around our house. I would make a point that they are taking tires. So if you have tires, now is the time to get rid of them. However, they do not take the commercial tires, like the big implement tires or tractor tires, only, you know, automobile tires.
Okay.
So be sure and take advantage of this. Again, it is the last week. So Friday, May 22nd will be your last opportunity to take advantage of getting rid of all of these items. Besides that, though, always remember that every Tuesday, along with recycling, they will take many of these items, tires not being one of them, but they will continue to take some of those bulky items.
All right. Sounds good. And moving on to the census, because the census is still going on. In fact, they extended it a little bit because of the COVID-19. And, right now, I don't know if you've got the latest numbers about what's going on, you know, the percentage, but the census is going on right now still, and it's stretching out for quite a bit of a long time now.
That's right. So I checked the census numbers, and the Kansas self-response number is 63.8%, and the Montgomery County self-response is just a little bit below that at 55.9%. So we have a little bit of work to do to catch up to the state numbers, but here are the rankings. So Cherryvale is in the lead with 57.9%. Independence is in second place at 57.7%, and Caney brings up third place at 54.5%. So Coffeyville's right behind that at 51.7%, and then it goes on to Deering, Elk City, Tyro, and Liberty. So just want to encourage everyone to continue to make the census a priority and get that filled out. You can go online and do that. You can just Google United States Census 2020. It'll pop right up. You can go to kansascounts.org. So that would be probably your easiest website search. So again, kansascount.org. If you have not filled out your census, please do so. It's incredibly important now more than ever, considering the economic and health crisis that we're in with COVID-19. And we only get an opportunity to do this every 10 years. So now is the time.
And lots of things go with the census, student loans, Medicare, Medicaid, breakfasts, Head Start, child care grants. So it's very, very important if you haven't done the census yet to go ahead and do that. And again, Cherryvale on the lead in Montgomery County by 0.2 percentage points. So it's been very close between Cherryvale and Independence so far. A nice little friendly competition there. We'd like to see that. And also the Independence Farmers Market is started last week, and it's at a new location now.
That's right. So we kicked off the Farmers Market this past Saturday, 7:30 to 10:30 every Saturday. We're anticipating about August. It really just depends on the weather. If we have a drought, then the farmers won't have as much produce because things will get burnt up. And if it's really wet, then we have issues there. So it's really dependent on the weather, but we anticipate a great market May through August. And we did. We had a great market last Saturday at our new location, which is right behind Annie Mae's in the parking lot at Chestnut and 8th Street. Lots of great things were happening at the market. I wanted to give a shout out to some of the vendors that were there. We had 8 vendors. We had Dr. Phil Estep with, he has Shoto Wines, and he has his own vineyard and his own winery. So he brought some amazing wines. I believe he sold out from the majority of his wines that he brought. He's got plenty. He'll be back next weekend. Paul Patterson was there with eggs and tomatoes and he just had eggs on this one. He'll be having lots of veggies and tomatoes later on. We had Studebaker Farms out of Fredonia, and they were there with veggies and pecans, and they're going to be bringing strawberries as well and later on. And then we had Rivendell Farms. That's John Guchenritter, and he brought an amazing selection of lettuces and radishes and kale, and then he'll have broccoli and onions later on. And then Carrie Scott brought her 2 daughters, and they have started their own business, Abigail and Jolie. They started a business called Two Sisters, very fitting. And they had muffins and cookies. They also had daisies and sunflowers. They had peppermint bath salts. And then we also had Stacy Ginther, and she has Franken soap, and it's molded soaps, really cute, just super cute soaps. And I believe she sold out as well. And she was at the market. And then we had Herrick's Smokehouse, and they do smoked cheeses, had 19 varieties of cheeses available. And our 8th vendor was the Barn Cat Chicks, and that's Joe Miller. And he had antibiotic and cage-free eggs, organically fed. So organically fed chickens. So we expect even more vendors next weekend. And we know that we're going to have some hanging baskets from Winkleman's. They will be there. There will be a booth set up to kind of pass out information around AWOL, I believe, and lots of other vendors. I've watched the Facebook page. It's Independence Farmers Market. So check that out, and you'll see all that's happening at the market. I do want to make everyone aware of some options that early morning. You know, it starts at 7:30. And I don't know, are you a coffee drinker?
I'm not a big coffee drinker, but as of right now, I've been drinking just a lot of water lately due to all my maladies I'm having right now that's helping out. But I don't mind a nice cup of Joe if offered.
Well, a lot of people enjoy coffee, and we've made it very easy to have coffee because the market is right behind Annie Mae's. So here's what I encourage everyone to do. So get there a little early, go through the front door of Annie Mae's, grab a muffin and a hot cup of coffee, go out the back door, and you'll be right there at the market. Enjoy the market and then start your Saturday morning. And then, or if you want to wait and you want to get there to the market, get the goods while the getting is good, and finish up your morning by walking through the back door of Annie Mae's into Annie Mae's restaurant, and then maybe sit down and have a piece of quiche and a hot cup of coffee. They have outdoor seating as well. And so we just want to make sure that everyone knows that that breakfast option is there. And we also want to shout out to Terry Trout and say how much we appreciate him letting us use his restroom. So they have a very clean restroom right at the back of their building, and it's right there by the market. So it's a perfect location for the market. It's right off of Highway 75. It's great for all of us in Independence, as we know where that location is. But it's also a really great location because a lot of people travel through our community. And as they're traveling through, they don't know we have a market if we have it nestled in our downtown, which was a great place. But we miss those out of town, you know, that piece of out-of-town traffic when we did that. So we're really excited about this new location. And last week, I said, was great, and we expect this weekend to be even better.
I drove by the location yesterday. I was in Independence, but I drove by that location yesterday, and it is a great location. Like you said, it's right off the highway. So if somebody's coming through town, they go, hey, that looks pretty interesting. I'll pull off and check it out. And like you said, that's a great way to start the day, a nice cup of coffee, and heading over to the farmer's market. It's going to be great weather, too, a high of 85 Saturday. No, very, very, very small chance of rain. And I think last week there was no rain on Saturday as well. So it turned out really well. Coming up on May 27th, Wednesday, May 27th, is a job fair.
That's right. So that's next week. That's on Wednesday. And lots of options for this job fair that Kansas Works is putting on. They have a virtual one online, so you can join the job fair from the comfort of your own home or your office or even your mobile phone if you want to. And you can secure your spot today. You register at Kansas Works Virtual Job Fair at easyvirtualfair.com. So I'm sure you can just go to Kansas Works Facebook page. You'll see this flyer, and that'll make it easier for you to participate if you didn't get all that jotted down. If online's not what you want to do and you want to be more in person, they're having a drive-through job fair where you can pick up a packet of information about all the jobs all the businesses that are doing hiring right now and other local resources in the community. You can pick up a packet between 10 and 2 at the Riverside Park Oval. So you just basically head out to the park, you roll your window down sometime between 10 and 2, and they will hand you a packet of great information. And then if you need help with job fair prep, like maybe you need help with your resume, how to write a resume, how to, schedule a mock interview. Those are all, you know, great skills, and sometimes people need help with those. You can call 332-5904, and Kansas Works will help you with that as well. So Kansas Works is a great resource that we have in our community. We want to make sure that anyone and everyone who is looking for work knows about this. So again, virtual, online, the drive-through, and if you need help prepping, they can help you with that. So go to Kansas Works Facebook page, their website, or call 332-5904.
And coming, you have Mac has a couple. I say Mac, MCAC, but do call them Mac. Has some COVID-19 programs. They need our help for a grant.
That's right. So you're correct. We do say MAC. The Montgomery County Action Council is writing for a grant, and they're collaborating with our communities and the county to apply for a new Kansas Department of Commerce CDBG CV grant program. And this grant will provide funds to municipalities that then we can disperse to area businesses and also for meal programming. And I believe that Caney, Cherryville, Coffeyville, and Independence are all working on this same project right here. So businesses with less than 50 employees, with 51% of those employees meeting low to moderate income guidelines, are eligible for this grant. And they're needing our help because you need to fill out this survey. It's confidential information. It goes straight to MAC, and they're just using it as they compile all of their grant information. So the survey is, you can find it on the MAC website. You can find it on their Facebook page. I believe Main Street shared it. The Chamber shared it. So it is out there, and you can, I took it for the Chamber of Commerce yesterday. It takes like 2 minutes to fill out, and we need that information so that we know going into it how many of our businesses meet those requirements, so that when they're looking at all the grant applications, they look and say, oh my goodness, this community definitely would benefit from these grant funds, or this county would definitely benefit from these grant funds. So we want to make sure that we get our businesses. Please, 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 if you have less than 50 employees, fill out that survey as soon as possible, like today, because tomorrow is when it needs to be done, by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so be sure to get on that. If you do have less than 50 employees, that's something you really need to fill out. It's very, very, very important. Also, these great shirts. Well, I love these shirts, by the way. The Indy United shirts are up on the Independence Main Street website.
That's right. So this is the second program that we're rolling out in order to really promote shopping local. So before, Main Street rolled out, they took, I believe, $5,000, and they did a Main Street Gives Back program. So it was encouraging shopping local, like I said. So you go out and you spend money at local businesses that are Main Street members. And for every $50 in receipts you turned into Main Street office, you got back $10 in Main Street bucks. So it was a win-win. It really promoted our small businesses, our retailers, who many of them actually had been shut down. And then it put a little extra cash in our pockets with the Main Street bucks. It also, the reason why the Main Street bucks are so important is that money is assured that it will be spent in our community. You can't take that outside of Independence and use that money. So those dollars are staying in our community, which is what we're wanting. And so they have rolled out another program, and we're working with the Montgomery County Action Council, the City of Independence, the Chamber of Commerce, and Main Street to do a t-shirt program. And as you mentioned, it's called Indy United. There's an amazing logo on the front of it. It's the state of Kansas, and with big word, you know, the big word Indy, and then United sets on top of the graphic. And the shirts are on sale for $20. And part of the proceeds, I believe $10 of the cost of that shirt, goes to build up another nest egg of money. And as soon as we get to a certain level where we feel like we can roll out another receipt program, that is exactly what they're going to do. The receipt program will be the same, $50 and $10 in Main Street bucks. When that will happen, we don't know. So don't start saving your receipts right now, because the receipt program will start when we've collected enough money. What you need to do right now is buy a shirt. So I bought my shirt the other day. They're not like your regular like t-shirt. They're that cozy kind of soft t-shirt that you can buy. There's a V-neck option. There's a fitted option. So go on all of the Facebook pages, the City of Independence, the Chamber's page is called Get Independence, Montgomery County Action Council, and Main Street. And you'll be able to see those posts. You can also go to Main Street's website, and you'll see the link there as well, and you can get your t-shirt ordered. So everyone get those ordered just as soon as you can, and then that will, like I said, put money in the kitty, and then we'll be able to roll out another Gives Back program.
Absolutely. And these shirts are pretty sharp. And coming up on July 18th and 19th, the thing I've always been excited for since it first got announced, the Kansas airstrip attack.
I was on a conference call with them yesterday. They are very, very excited. Independence, Kansas will be the host location for the season opener this year. So the guys with Shift Sector, there's three guys, are incredibly excited to come to Kansas. They've already been here. They visited with you. They did a live interview with you while they were here some months ago. As we all know, the one in April got canceled due to COVID. And ironically, the number dates of 18 and 19 that were scheduled in April will work for July. So July 18th and 19th will be the season opener of Kansas Airstrip Attack. Please go to Shift Sector's Facebook page, Kansas Airstrip Attack. You can go to the Chamber's Facebook page and watch for that. This will be a half-mile side-by-side drag racing event and trap speed competition that will, you know, you'll see amazing cars, Porsches, Vipers, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, modified stock cars going at incredibly high rates of speed. So it's going to be a great day. It'll be open air event. A beautiful day in July is exactly what we're planning. So be sure and mark that on your calendar. And then they're going to be rolling out ticket sales, I would say, here shortly. So you can watch for more information around that. You can get a two-day pass. They're not expensive at all. There will be food trucks out there. So you can just go out, spend the day with the entire family, and enjoy some great drag racing.
Absolutely. Definitely excited about that. It kind of reminds me of the Desert Wars that went on the Fast and the Furious. If anybody's seen that movie, that'll be very, very cool. Well, Lisa, I thank you so much for coming in today. Lots of good things happening in Independence, and things seems like they're starting to crank back up a little bit, and hopefully people can get out there and support local businesses out there in Independence. That is definitely the most important thing as of right now.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, Lisa, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this beautiful Tuesday.